U.S. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas, and of course, a tour in the Manhattan area on Thursday, and maybe some of the highlights of what you were accomplishing with that.
Well, Kathy, thanks for the opportunity. I'm able to be in Kansas a little early this week. Rosh Hashanah, Jewish holidays, the Senate and the House are not in session. One of the things I've always, for many years, done is a conservation tour. In fact, this is our 12th annual conservation tour, in which we look at most specifically about how the Department of Agriculture, USDA programs, Farm Bill, kind of the 6% of the Farm Bill spending is on conservation. And so I want to make certain that that money is being well spent. There's a number of programs. And I will be joined by the chief conservationist, the director from Washington, D.C., from USDA. And we're going to look at how farm programs affect the environment and mostly focused on issues related to water, water quality, water quantity, related to soil and soil preservation. And, of course, here in the Flint Hills, the issue of burning in the Flint Hills will be a topic of what we see and what we talk about, the invasion of a number of species, cedars and Cereza lespediza, and what does fire control do to help accomplish that. So I want to make certain that dollars are well spent, and we certainly want to do everything we can to make sure that agriculture is a good partner in keeping our air and water and soil, not only in high quality today, but for future generations. So important topic. It's the environment and matters to us. And our tour will consist of visiting farmsteads, places around Tuttle Creek. In fact, one of the golf courses in the area, in which we talk about how golf courses are changing the way that they are irrigating their properties in order to conserve water. So we're in the area of, we're in northeast Kansas, and we will have toured from kind of Junction City east to Topeka and a little bit north.
I know a lot of interest, of course, in the Affordable Care Act and some of the activity earlier in the week, and I imagine you've been hearing from a lot of constituents. I've seen a lot of social media, people encouraging folks to call, and maybe just some of your thoughts on that. I know it's been quite the topic for you to have to deal with.
Well, I'm surprised that we're back talking healthcare again, although I suppose that healthcare will always be a topic. But one would have guessed that a month or more ago, when we discussed and debated the Affordable Care Act, reached no conclusion, that that issue may be behind us for the moment. That turns out, at least now, not to be the case. And I have had lots of input from constituents. I was on campus, K-State campus, earlier in the week and visited Barry Flinchbaugh's ag economics class, and talking about ag economics, one of the things that was discussed was how healthcare and politics come together. And I met with a number of students just on campus who wanted to make certain that I knew their opinions. Here's the circumstances I see it, and my view is that the Affordable Care Act was helpful to many people, particularly related to pre-existing condition, but also the costs, unfortunately, are still too high. The co-payments, the premiums, the deductibles under the Affordable Care Act have caused many individuals and many businesses who provide insurance to their employees great problems. And so the question becomes, how do we thread the needle in which we continue to take care of people with pre-existing condition, but finally do something about the unaffordability of health care? And I would say that one of the things that I've complained about and have actually worked on for a long time, well before the Affordable Care Act ever became law, is rather than trying to figure out who pays the cost of health care, we ought to start with trying to do all the things that would reduce the cost of healthcare. How do we get the unnecessary things in healthcare that drive up the cost out of the system? Pharmaceutical costs are a significant component. How do we promote wellness, fitness, diet, nutrition, prevention, medical research, trying to find the cure for cancer, the delay of onset of Alzheimer's? We ought to be focused on why healthcare costs as much as it does, not just who's going to pay for it, because what happens is we transfer high healthcare costs to just another system that can't come up with the money to pay the bills. So we have lots of challenges with the Affordable Care Act, but still need to take care of people with a pre-existing condition, and the question becomes, can Congress come up with something that advances that cause, makes it better?
I know we're on a very limited time schedule today. I know there have been veterans issues. I know you had a chance to go overseas. Our own reporter, Brady Bowman, talked to you about that, but anything else real quickly?
Well, we continue our efforts in regard to veterans. We're paying particular attention to what's going on at Fort Riley in regard to suicide prevention, and want to make certain that the Army and the VA is well prepared. And one of the new developments is that the VA has opened a call center, is opening a call center at the Topeka VA at Colmrie O'Neill, to respond to people and veterans in crisis. I was recently visiting with folks at the Phoenix VA, trying to learn that they've developed a model program. We're trying to make certain that we do the things in Kansas with our VA system, our military system, to reduce the numbers. 20 veterans commit suicide, 20 military men and women commit suicide a day. And it's time for us to find a plan, a strategy that reduces that and eliminates it.
Again, U.S. Senator Jerry Moran of Manhattan.